In view of the somewhat warm weather we've enjoyed this year, I've got a hot programme for you this month. Well, it might not have been everyone's cup of tea, but the warm weather got me thinking in terms of some tracks that would fit nicely into the show this month. Later I'll have news of the latest CD to come from the studio of John Kiffin, but in the meantime, getting the show off to a lively start, here's Buddy Cole and his trio with a track taken from the 1960s Swing Fever release titled Heatwave. Heatwave, one of the pioneering Hammond organ jazz stylists there, Buddy Cole and his trio. And Buddy, of course, died sadly at rather a young age. Next, a lovely tune from the pens of Gilbert and Sullivan, which forms part of their opera The Mikado. And to play the son and I, here's Penny Whedon at her Yamaha Stagia. Thank you. The Sun and I, played there by Penny Whedon and taken from her thematic CD titled Rustle of Spring. Back in the days when I was employed by Associated British Cinemas, I came to live and work at Blackpool, where Cliff Richards was appearing in his summer holiday show. So here's the title song, played by Ronald Curtis at the Compton Organ in the Odeon Hammersmith. Summer Holiday, played by the late Ronald Curtis on the Odeon Hammersmith Compton Organ, which I understand is still in that venue. Well, that was a short one from Ronald Curtis, so let's follow that with a short one from Jackie Davis at the Hammond, and it's that Irving Berlin classic from the musical Annie Get Your Gun, I've Got the Sun in the Morning. Sun in the Morning, and that was taken from the very first LP that I ever bought by Jackie Davis, and from that moment I went on to collect them all. Just love his style of playing. Well, it's not just us humans that don't always take kindly to the intense heat, animals do too. So this next number is a bit tongue-in-cheek, but I'm sure you'll see the connection with Australian organist John Atwell's spirited version on the Capri Theatre Wurlitzer in Adelaide of Hot Dog. Well, that was John Atwell's musical nod in the direction of Sidney Torch, who made a famous 78 RPM version of that number. It comes from a cassette that John Atwell made back in the 80s and which is no longer available, but he's very kindly copied it for me, along with four others of his recordings, which I'll be featuring in future shows. The tune, of course, was Hot Dog. Doggone. I played that especially for Louie, the four-legged companion of John Kiffin, and who John tells me always listens to my show. Down, boy. Anyway, it brings me neatly to the new recording that I mentioned at the head of the show. What commenced as an idea last year and resulted in him recording some 30 tunes, all under the heading of Romance, was eventually whittled down to just 14 tracks, which appear on the new CD titled What Else But Time for Romance. In sequence, it tells the story of love and loss from start to finish and features music written by some of the world's finest songwriters. Well, I've chosen a couple of contrasting tracks, which I hope you'll enjoy, commencing with a song written by Randy Goodrum, a song that was a number one hit for the Irish pop band Boyzone in 1999. Here's the lovely You Needed Me.
Thank you.
You Needed Me, played there by John Kiffin. Well, this next item is listed as a bonus on this latest release by John, which incidentally is recorded on keyboards without any MIDI, styles or samples, something that John has very firm ideas about when producing his recordings. Anyway, the bonus track is written by Christopher Gunning and based on the piece of music that you might recognise as Scarborough Fair. It's called The Rosemary and Thyme Caprice and it's taken from the television series of the same name. Thank you. Rosemary and Thyme Caprice. And anyway, as John invites you to do in these sleeve notes, just grab yourself a chair, pour yourself a drink and drift off with him to his world of romance. As usual, copies can be obtained from MSS Studios, and all the full details of it and many other interesting CDs, some of which are heard in this month's show, can be found right there. Whilst in this laid-back interlude in the show, here's a tune which goes back to 1970 and a film that appears not to have done all that well at the box office. It was called One Brief Summer, and this is the lovely theme played now by Steve Hubbell on his multi-keyboard system. Thank you. One Brief Summer. Well, it might not have done much at the box office, but nevertheless, I enjoyed that version, taken from Steve Hubbell's CD, My Music, Volume 2, and it's available from Steve at his concerts or from MSS Studios via mail order. Couple of tunes now with a Caribbean flavour. Firstly, Ashley Miller playing the Sergeant Stark Wurlitzer in Hollywood with his own composition entitled Caribbean Holiday, and that'll be followed by Howard Beaumont on Kauai SR6 with Caribbean Clipper.
Thank you.
Caribbean Holiday, played by Ashley Miller on pipes, and Caribbean Clipper by Howard Beaumont on electronics. Well, no matter whether it's thrashing down with rain or frying us with the heat, the organists at Blackpool Tower have a job to do, and that is to play music to entertain those holiday makers who perhaps have gone in there to cool down. Here's the famous Wurlitzer in the hands and feet of the late Arnold Loxham with Here Comes Summer, The Lazy Hazy Days of Summer, and In the Good Old Summertime. Three-part summer medley played there by Arnold Loxham. And no doubt his famous Union Jack socks were flashing away in the spotlight. Recently, I put together a collection of some 40 early electronic organ recordings which were quickly snapped up by Not Now Records, a label who've been responsible for a number of recent releases by Klaus Wunderlich. In the main, the recordings were all from long-ago deleted recordings and appear under the collective title of Organ Moods. One of the tracks features Earl Grant, and here he is on Hammond to tell us When Sonny Gets Blue. Thank you. When Sonny Gets Blue, played by Earl Grant. I've always been a big fan of Alan Haven and count him as one of my good friends. His passing was a great loss to the organ world because here was an artist who not only had his own style of playing, which was a joy to not only hear but watch visually, but someone who had in the early days his own unmistakable sound. Put all those facts together, stir in his own composition South to the Sun, and top it all off with the sound of the Haven organ, and this is the result.
We'll be right back.
Alan Haven and South to the Sun. Earlier in the programme, I featured a track by Australian organist John Atwell playing in the style of Sidney Torch, who, of course, was famous putting together medleys such as Hot Pipes and Hotter Than Ever. So let's turn back the clock to 1970, when Sidney Torch recorded the first of those two selections at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer. Thank you. The Toy Trumpet, Getting Sentimental Over You, The Snake Charmer, Greenwich Witch, Twilight in Turkey, and Serenade for a Wealthy Widow, all played by Sidney Torch at the Gaumont State Kilburn Wurlitzer from his Hot Pipe selection, which came from a CD which my broadcasting colleague Steve Ashley released several years ago. Steve, of course, presents his own podcasts of Hot Pipes from his home in Spain. And if you've yet to discover what delights he has to offer, then I strongly suggest you Google in www.hotpipes.eu. www.hotpipes.eu. Well, so far in the programme, we've had a hot dog, some hot pipes, and so let's go out in style with a famous big band number composed by American Ralph Flanagan, a famous conductor, composer and arranger for orchestras. But I guess in this country, the composition is always going to be associated with the late Ted Heath Big Band. But right now, we're in the company of Anthony Lomas at his Boehm Diamant 400 CT. And with that, it's time to have a quick shower, wash off the sun cream and relax with a hot toddy. Boehm Diamant 400 CT, Anthony Lomas at the keyboard, and Hot Toddy. And so we come to the end of this month's Organ First Radio. But in light of the theme this month, I'll leave you with this little thought. Don't knock the weather, because if it didn't change once in a while, 9 out of 10 people wouldn't have anything to talk about. From yours truly, Alan Ashton, bye for now.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton, with technical direction by Ian King.